banished all reality from her mind. In a split second, he was on her pursuer, which was unlike anything imaginable. Fangs protruded from his mouth, and his eyes were as red as fire, as beast and monster slashed and gashed at one another. Maxine could not move as her eyes watched the battle taking place in front of her. As if paralyzed in place, her body had lost all ability to move from the spot she now stood. The werewolf lunged once more at the vampire, striking the fatal blow as his teeth sunk into the vamp's neck, ripping out its throat and shoving its clawed fist into its heart. The vampire shrieked out in anguish and fell to the ground, bursting into flames. Maxine stood in place with her eyes fixed on the werewolf with blood dripping from its clawed hand. The beast stepped closer to Maxine just as she was finally able to let out the scream that had been lost to her earlier. Taking back his human form, Nate put his hand over Maxine's mouth and pulled her body in closer to his as she fought to struggle free. Chapter 2. Although fear surged through her veins, Maxine would not suffer the same fate she had just witnessed. Maxine bit down on the man's hand, covering her mouth, and at the same time she brought her heel down as hard as she could on his foot. He might have flinched, but that was the only thing he did. Nate held the woman in a tight grip. As small as she was, the woman was about as wily as a wild cat. She had bit down on his hand, and he could smell the scent of his own blood. As Nate loosened his grip on the woman, he also removed his hand from her mouth, only to be greeted with a loud shrieking scream that was painful even to his ears. As the woman twisted from his grip and turned to face him, he could see the fear in her eyes. "I'm not going to hurt you," he said. Nate noticed that he was still holding the woman by the wrist. He was still not sure if letting her go was the right option just yet. Maxine looked down at her wrist that was held by the man. "If you're not going to hurt me, then prove it. Let me go." At her request, Nate released her wrist. Maxine stepped further back from the man before looking down at the pile of ash that lay heaping on the concrete walk. What was he? Maxine looked up into the man's face, remembering his own transformation, and took another step back away from him. "What are you?" she said. Nate took a step closer to her in hopes of calming her fear of him, although he was not sure one way or another why he even cared. Maxine did not trust this man. As far as she could tell, he was not even normal. "If you come any closer to me, I will scream my head off." If anything, Nate was definitely not looking forward to another bout of this woman's shrill cries. From the onslaught of the last one, he was ready to swear the woman had banshee in her. "Why would you want to do that when I just saved your life?" he said. Maxine thought about it. He had saved her life. But that still didn't mean that she trusted him. "Thank you." Nate could smell the woman's scent of lavender and vanilla, which caught him off guard. The woman was becoming too much of a distraction for him. He was out here to carry out a mission, and already he had wasted too much time on her. Without thinking, Nate reached out and grabbed the woman, pulling her hard up against him. Her scent banged at his senses now, jumbling his thoughts, and summoned a need in him that bordered on danger. He wanted her. And he could see the fear in her eyes that understood the danger that held her in its grasp. Maxine's hands pushed at his chest, her fingers digging into him, ready to fight off an attack. The man held her tight in his grasp with no promise of release. Maxine's fingers were stained with blood. She did not know if the blood was his or belonged to his victim that now lay in ashes. Nate did not bother to look around the street for onlookers or passers-by. His attention was now focused elsewhere, on the woman he now held tight in his arms. She fought against his hold, but with each struggle he held her even tighter. "Why do you fight me?" he asked. Fear trembled within her.